Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sukkah, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Hey. I'm a farmer, and I have a bundle of straw, or I have a bundle of wood tied together, or a bundle of ziradin. Ziradin is fresh cane. That's like a soft thing that comes from the stem of the plants. And I want to use these things for firewood. But it's moist. Obviously, if I'm going to use it for firewood, it has to be dry. You know what? I'll take this whole bundle and I'll put it on top over here, on top of the shack. It should dry out. And then I'm going to come back later and say, oh, it's sukkahs. Wow, look at this. I have a ready-made sukkah. These things are kosher l'srach, right? It grows from the ground. It's not makabel tumah. Gevaldik. It's not so gevaldik. Because hakol moedim, that if he did not put it up l'shem tzel, if he didn't put it up for the purpose of schach, he only put it up to dry, he's not yaitz of the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, Chazal were geyser, that you cannot use bundles. Wait a second, I don't understand something. But when sukkahs comes out, he looks up, so he changes his mind. Now he wants it l'shem aschach. What's the problem? The problem is what we explained in the previous Mishnah. The Torah says, taseh v'lo yimina asa. You can't have an instant sukkah. You can't have something that wasn't put up l'shem schach and say afterwards, oh, now that it's on, I'll make it kosher. Now that it's on, you know, I'm thinking I want to use it for schach. It doesn't work that way. It has to be schach before you put it on. You have to put it on for that purpose. So therefore, zakta Mishnah, once again, mesechta sukkah perik aleph Mishnah, hey, chavile kash, bundles of straw, v'chavile yetzim, and bundles of wood, v'chavile zeradin, or bundles of this cane. There's different types of cane. There's like sugar cane. But this particular cane is from the tua that grows, and these stems, when they're fresh, animals eat it. Afterwards, it dries up, and people use it for fire fuel, the same way they would use the bundles of kash or the bundles of wood. Zakta Mishnah, ein mesachechin behen. You can't use it for schach when it's tied together. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, v'kulan, all of these things, shehitiran, when they are untied, kishay reister kosher. After all, the etzem, there's nothing wrong with this. It's kosher eschach. It's only a concern that he's going to put it up for the wrong reason. Once he unties it, we're not worried anymore. The Ran explains, when people put up things to dry, it's always in a bundle. It's always tied together. So if it's open, it's not a bundle. Wait a second. You tell me before in Mishnah Dalet, when you have those vines, it's not just enough to cut it. You have to like shake it afterwards or pick it up. If not, it's tasev aloy min ha'asui. Do you have to do the same over here? And the answer is no. You don't have to lift them and put them down. Being that the etzem, this chach, is really kosher. It's only that a banan who said, we're worried you're going to confuse it. It's not like the vines. When the vines are connected to the ground, min ha'toyre, it's not kosher. Therefore, even after you cut it, you have to lift it afterwards. Once again, these bundles that are kosher, min ha'toyre, it's okay. All you have to do is untie it. The Mishnah concludes, v'kulan ksheres litfanais, and all these things are kosher for walls. When the Torah says sukkah, the main kavan is for the schach. So all the halachis and the restrictions about the schach apply just to the schach, not to the walls. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that bundles of straw, bundles of wood, or bundles of ziradin, this fresh cane, cannot be used for schach, because we're scared he's going to wind up using them when they weren't put up l'shem tzel at all. They weren't put up for protection. They were put up to dry. However, being that min ha'toyre, it's kosher, all you have to do is untie it. And the Mishnah concluded that these restrictions that we learned about apply only to the schach. When the Torah says you have to gather from your threshing floor, all of these halachas that we learned applies just to the roof, the schach. They don't apply to the walls.